In our last episode, we discussed the food industry events of 2024 and their impacts on the industry. But what's around the bend in 2025? I'm your Tag Talks host, Lisa Lupo, and in this episode, we'll be going there, talking with who better than Tag's founder and CEO, Dr. David Acheson, to hear what his crystal ball is telling us for 2025. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Lisa. Good to be with you and speculative of where 2025 is going to take us.
Yes. So one of the things before we get started as well is we're just entering, actually, we're just ending 2024 as we're recording this. So we are being very speculative. And we know there's a lot that will be happening at the beginning of 2025. So most likely we'll plan to come back maybe toward the end of the first quarter and kind of discuss where we're at then, because there's very likely to be changes. But to jump back to what we'll talk about today. So we did previously speak about your insights on the most impactful food safety events and issues and regulatory actions of 2024. So to follow that, can you first just give us a real brief overview of 2024 and which things that you see likely to continue into 2025 from that?
For sure, yes. Well, I think as we look back on 2024, it's a year that's been marked specifically with some very high profile, high brand outbreaks, significant in size, consequence, impact, and reputational hit. It's been impacted by state level momentum around certain chemical residues, especially in the state of California. It's been, and I think it's been heavily impacted by the election results and the focus of the president elect in terms of where he's going to take food safety. Or rather, where his mandate to RFK Jr. is, go fix the food supply, make America healthy again, and anything goes. So I think 2024 got us in a point of concern, of angst in the food industry, angst in consumers that the food supply wasn't as safe as they thought it was. I think some positive thinking on many around, oh, we're going to become healthy, that's a good thing. But exactly what does that look like for as one tries to translate that into change, which is what we can speculate about where it might go.
Okay. So you did talk a bit about RFK himself, but if we kind of address the further elephant in the room here, with the new incoming administration, there's also a lot swirling about the leadership of FDA and HHS and USDA and the potential need for a single agency, which we've talked about forever. But again, it's likely to early call it. But what other such prophecies along those lines might your crystal ball be showing you?
So when it comes to food, obviously you. The fundamental structure, we've got the Department of Agriculture. We will have a new Secretary of Agriculture. I have no idea who might be the Undersecretary for Food Safety at FSIS. At this point, that could be anybody. And it usually takes a while for that position to be filled. On the FDA side, we will have a new Secretary for Health and Human Services, who has direct authority over the Centers for Disease Control and the FDA from a food safety perspective, has control over a lot of other things as well. But as we look at food safety, we've got those two components. We will have a new commissioner of FDA for sure. And certainly the word on the street is that the person who they are talking about is somebody who's definitely aligned with some of this Make America Healthy Again. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a new commissioner for the Food and Drug Administration. I think we can, the commissioner, and aside from a couple other people that work in the commissioner's office, is really the only political appointees typically there. So lower in the organization, these are career federal employees. But they can change, especially in the leadership positions, because the commissioner might want their own person in there with their on the food side. So we might well see some shakeup. Now, you mentioned Single Food Safety Agency, always on the table, always a discussion point, always an interesting head scratcher. I've talked about this for decades, and I don't think it's any secret that I personally am an advocate for trying to do things more efficiently, better make use of resources, balance the whole portfolio on the meat and poultry and egg side with everything else, balance that based on risk and budget and available funding, which right now it isn't. And I think it would help us all if it were. It's probably as likely to happen under the Trump administration as ever, more likely than I've seen it for a long time. Why? Because they're really looking to shake things up. At least that's what they say. Sure. And what could be more of a shakeup than making a single food safety agency? We have seen, at least under the prior administration, examples where things didn't go too well on the FDA side. Obviously, I'm going back in time somewhat, but the Abbott recall was a little bit of an embarrassment. That didn't go too well. And the shortage of infant formula. And then we've had Boar's Head on the USDA side, which obviously reflected badly on the agency, rightly or wrongly, but that's the perception. So you start to see things not going right. And when things don't go right and there is resultant significant outbreaks, illness, and loss of life, those become the fundamental drivers for big change. And you layer on top of that is like, go change it all, blow it up, start over. I don't know. I mean, it's I'm being a bit, you know, out there with that statement. Not literally, but that's about as strong a tailwind as you could ever have and that I've ever seen for change. Now, who knows whether it will change? Because what we're talking about, some massive changes that would have to be moved through very swiftly. You've got to have Congress getting behind it. You've got to have people approving it. And while in the first 2 years, we've got majorities for Trump's administration where it needs to be to make change, it's, you know, certainly in the House, it's not by a lot, and you don't need many people to say no and shut it all down, whatever it might be. So I think we're certainly going to see a lot of change, Lisa. We're going to see a lot of talk. And the personnel are going to change. The drivers are going to change. The business as usual mantra is probably not going to be allowed. Because I think it's like there's been promises made. And I suspect we'll see some action out of some of these. What they'll actually look like, we'll talk about in a future conversation. But
okay,
I think change is going to happen.
Right. So if we switch over and look at consumers, so consumer needs and demands also tend to have a very strong impact on the food industry. So what would you see continuing in this area, either continuing from 2024 or maybe arising in 2025?
Well, consumers are always very sensitive to factors around the food industry. Everybody has to eat. So I think things like the price of food, the challenges around getting enough food on the table, the costs, the margins, all of the factors that consumers have felt heavily around the cost, and can we help reduce that burden somewhat? I think there is consumers don't believe they think a heck of a lot about food safety until all of a sudden it's on the 6 o'clock news and they're facing it, and it's like, oh my goodness, that thing that I just ate last night has just been recalled, and we've got 50 people sick, and I better watch out. So we've got a little bit more of that going on, but I think consumers they've got behind. We want to be healthy, and it's like, I don't know what that quite looks like in terms of, there's no magic wand you can wave and suddenly make food healthy. It's a lot about consumer choice, you know, we can all choose to eat more or less. We can all choose whether we're going to eat the donuts or the salad. You know, I mean, it, and we don't want to take away personal choice either. I mean, I don't want to get political here, but, you know, it's, consumers are going to want to do what consumers are going to want to do. And I think there'll be general support about, well, can we make the country healthier, less chronic disease? I think there'll be support for that in general, so long as it is, well, don't take away my whatevers, because, right, you know, I enjoy my whatevers, even though I know they're not very healthy, I'm not going to live off them. But it's hard to change consumer behavior around food. Historically, the FDA has tried to do that for years. It's like, let's improve the nutrition fact panel. Let's try to educate people. Let's try to have people understand that eating too much isn't a good thing, and to try to have a balanced diet. It doesn't work very well, and it's hard to change behavior. But I think from our perspective, we've got to continue to keep food safe. I mean, I think that's the fundamental need. From a microbiological perspective and a chemical perspective, and the science around some of these risks, particularly on the chemical side, continues to evolve. And I think we've just got to try to do that. And at the same time, not impact choice too much, not get it to the point where food becomes limited. And I do have a concern there is, I mean, some of the conversations that we've heard from the incoming administration is getting against what's designated as ultra processed food, however you define that. And it's in my opinion, it's not very well defined is exactly what that is. But, you know, there are many people who rely on inexpensive food products that would be deemed ultra-processed by some. And you've got to be really careful that you don't rock the boat to the point where availability gets challenged, because people have to eat and they've got limited budgets. So there's a lot to titrate here.
Yeah. But overall, we need to keep our potato chips and ice cream and mac and cheese just as safe as our salad and our meats and vegetables.
We do. And we need to continue to try to drive towards healthier food consumption and a balanced diet. Absolutely. But make it safe. You're right.
So given all this, are there any key areas on which you feel the food industry itself should focus to try to, again, stay ahead of consumer demand or regulation or anything else that you see potentially coming down the pike?
I think the strongest message at the beginning of the year, Lisa, as we sort of look at where things go, is keep your eyes wide open and be looking at the trends in the traffic, where things are going to go. Nothing's going to happen quickly, because it simply cannot. The food industry cannot flip on a dime. You can't suddenly ban something. You decide on Monday you're going to ban it, and on Tuesday it's banned. And it just doesn't work that way, and it never will. And it never should. There needs to be, you know, a process to figure that out. So on the one hand, we're going into an era of really not quite knowing where anything is going to go. Mm-hmm. So keep your eyes wide open, track, look at things. And one of the things we try to do at TAG is to continue to look down the road, where are things going to go, what's going to be the focus, and we'll certainly continue to do that in 2025. But also, as things begin to emerge as, oh, we're going to focus on this and that, then the first thing to do is to understand your exposure and your risk to this. If some chemical is being talked about, or a residue or a preservative, it's like, do we use that? What's the extent that we're using it? And what could we replace it with if we don't use it? Our food companies already have those conversations. But I think it's going to behoove us to have those more and more. Recognize that changes are coming, and we need to keep tracking what's being talked about and understand the impact of what that change might be on our brand, on our business. And whether it's a supply chain or something we're using internally or whatever it is, so that if there is a need to move away from something, we are optimizing our success at moving away from it, and making change. That's because I think it's gonna be a year of change. That I would predict. Wish my crystal ball was a little less cloudy to figure out exactly what that will look like, but we'll get clarity, that's for sure.
Yes. Yes, it will be a very interesting year for sure. Likely some of the predictions will move forward and some of them will be way over here and we'll say, whoa, never saw that coming. So exactly. As we said, we'll plan to come back a little later in the year and see how things are going, but be sure and just stay informed overall with Tag Talks food safety podcasts, YouTube, and our newsletters. If you haven't subscribed, go to atchisongroup.com and get subscribed. And always be sure to like, follow, or subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. And I'd like to thank David again for being our special guest on Tag Talks.
You're most welcome, and like to wish everybody watching this a very happy and prosperous 2025.